Professional football players play once a week, and they prepare every day of the week to be ready for that big game. In the gospel today, Jesus begins his public ministry about the age of 30. He spent all of those hidden years preparing for the last three. The most important thing that a Catholic does all week is to celebrate the Sunday Eucharist in and with the community of faith. Sunday Mass is like our big game day. It's like our big public ministry beginning. How do you prepare for it? How should any one of us prepare for it? This is one of the most important encounters with Christ that we can have all week. When the people of Nineveh in the first reading experienced the presence of God through Jonah's preaching, they changed their lives. And it affected how they dressed, how they ate, how they prayed, and certainly how they acted. I'm not suggesting that any of us should come to Mass wearing sackcloth and ashes, but maybe there should be something special. In the gospel, when Jesus calls the four fishermen, it changed how they lived their lives too. As we continue our catechesis on the Mass, we want to offer a few suggestions of ways to prepare for Mass so that this encounter can be an authentic experience of Christ as well, affecting even how we dress and eat and pray and how we act. Our preparations can help us to take fuller advantage of this powerful sacrifice of praise. So to be blunt about it, if we don't prepare for Mass through the week, or at least the day of, we shouldn't be surprised if we don't get much out of it. So here are some ways to prepare your hearts to be renewed by the Holy Spirit during the Mass. The sacrament of reconciliation is one of the best ways to prepare for the reception of any grace, especially the graces of the Mass. In that sacrament, the Lord forgives us, cleanses our soul, reaffirms us as his beloved sons and daughters, and prepares us then for the inflow of new grace during the Eucharist. Confession prepares us for this. We're all required by church law to fast from food and drink for at least 1 hour before the reception of Holy Communion. When we take that fast seriously, it becomes an important preparation of our heart and soul. Fasting is an emptying out of the stuff of this world in order to make room, more room, for God alone. Adam and Eve, at the very beginning, broke the fast when they ate the forbidden fruit. Christ kept the fast there in the desert at the beginning of his ministry. When we keep the fast before Mass, we join with Jesus in living the truth that we don't live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. So come to church hungry and let the grace of the Mass fill you up. The word Eucharist means thanksgiving. The idea is that we bring to Mass all of our reasons to be thankful that we've received during the week, and we place them on the altar there alongside of the offerings of bread and wine. So between Sundays, as you go through the week, keep an eye out to what you need to lay on the altar next week. Maybe it's a beautiful prayer experience, or a great conversation, or the completion of one task or another, or a connection that you've experienced with family or friends, or great health. Whatever it might be, before you come to Mass, keep that in mind, or even write it down. Something from that week that you're thankful for, and then kind of mentally, spiritually, lay them on the altar, offering them to the Lord during the Mass. And of course, we don't just give to the Lord the good things, right? He wants whatever we bring. Maybe it's dryness in our prayer life, or a tense or challenging conversation, poor health, frustrations, etc. His grace sanctifies our blessings, but also works to transform our struggles. When you're driving to Mass, or earlier if you're able, consider what needs to be prayed for when you get to Mass. If you're driving with family or others, discuss what you're going to offer your Mass for, what you're going to offer your sacrificial offering for, your communion for, and make that a habit. As a member of the baptized, you have the right but also the duty to offer sacrifice in the Holy Eucharist. Make sure you have something to offer. Those of you with children, make them a part of this as well, so that they develop this habit. As you're driving to Mass, or earlier if that's better, get everyone to name what their intention is going to be. Mom and Dad go first, and then ask the kids if they have one. You don't have to force anything, but if they can't think of one, suggest one. This one goes for Mom, or for Grandpa, or whoever it might be. But get them thinking, this is how we get ready for the Eucharist. This is how to be at Mass as lay people. If the kids are old enough, have them read the Gospel or one of the other readings as you drive to Mass. Or if you don't have a smartphone, print it out ahead of time. Maybe even get the kids to try to guess what they think the homily is going to be about this Sunday, right? And then after Mass, you can follow up on who had the closest guess. The point is to create a habit for yourselves and for your children of preparing yourself for Mass, of preparing to offer the sacrifice of the Mass. One of the best ways that we prepare for Mass is just by giving a little extra personal or private prayer, whether at home before you come or getting here early for a little quiet and focused time before Mass begins. You know, if we have trouble focusing during Mass, which is normal, right? That often happens. But maybe part of the reason for that is because we never let ourselves transition from the secular to the sacred. We have so many things going on, and to, in a sense, let them go for a bit and give ourselves a chance to focus. It's easy to get distracted during Mass. But instead of getting disappointed that I was distracted or frustrated that I was distracted, what if we simply add the distraction to the offering at Mass? If it's preoccupying me, maybe it's something that I need to lay on the altar and give to the Lord. Let Him have it and have at it. So athletes prepare for games, musicians prepare for concerts, mountaineers prepare for summoning mountains, Jesus prepared for ministry. We should prepare for Mass. The Church calls Mass the source and summit of the Christian life. To summit this spiritual mountain and to take advantage of the graces offered here, we need more preparation than having been baptized. We need to do some spiritual work. And that little effort will be greatly blessed. Christ will not be outdone in generosity.